Good evening, this is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We endeavor to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10. And we are here every Sunday night, and we hope you make a habit of joining us. We think we've got some great sounds ahead of us tonight. And our highlight or spotlight artist of the week is valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. Very accomplished valve trombonist, arranger, composer, leader, also worked in various big bands Jerry Mulligan, worked in the Jerry Mulligan Sextet and Quartet, Jerry Mulligan Big Band, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Big Band at the Village Vanguard. So he was all over the jazz scene for many, many years, and always played a tasteful valve trombone, and always wrote some very swinging, straight-ahead, modern mainstream jazz arrangements. So we're going to take a look at some of his recorded work tonight and one other Sunday show. We're going to kick it off with his one of his very first albums, appropriately called Brookmeyer 1956, with valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, of course. We've got Hank Jones on piano, Al Cohn on tenor sax, and Bernie Glow on trumpet. So let's listen to Zing Went the Strings of My Heart.
Thank you.
All right. That's a nice swinging version of Rodgers and Hart's standard, Zing with the Strings of My Heart, by Bob Brookmeyer, leading up his little group under an album simply entitled Brookmeyer 1956. Besides a valve trombone solo of Brookmeyer, we had Gene Quill there on alto sax and Al Cohn on tenor sax. Now we're going to move to another fine tenor man, Bill Perkins. This is the Bill Perkins Octet from a Pacific Jazz album called On Stage. And Bill Perkins was a fine tenor man who was a jazz soloist that held down the jazz solo chair in the Woody Herman Band, among other things, and had a very productive career on the West Coast. Besides Bill Perkins on tenor sax, we've got Bud Shank on alto sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Carl Fontana on trombone, Russ Freeman on piano. This is a beautiful old standard going back to the 30s, and this is an updated version of a composition written by Ned Washington and Victor Young called 100 Years From Today. Joe Perkins on tenor sax leading up his octet from a Pacific Jazz album, On Stage. And that's an old chestnut from the 30s, written by Ned Washington and Victor Young, 100 years from today. Great overlooked and underrated ballad. Of course, besides Bill Perkins on tenor sax, you heard from Stu Williamson on trumpet and Fontana on trombone. Okay, now we're going to go back to our highlight artist of the week, and that's our man Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. And this is from his album Stretching Out, 1958. And along with Brookmeyer on valve trombone, we have the effervescent, always swinging Zoot Sims on tenor sax, a graduate from the Count Basie Band. He was in the Basie Band for over 10 years, I believe. Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. Al Cohn is back on tenor and baritone sax, and the great Hank Jones on piano. This is a little thing written by Brookmeyer called Stretching Out. Thank you. Nice Easy Swinger by our highlight artist of the week, valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. Little thing cooked up by Bob called Stretching Out. Besides Bob on valve trombone, we had Zoot Sims, our man Zoot Sims, our favorite swinger on tenor sax. Al Cohn switched over to baritone sax, and a little muted trumpet there was by Harry Sweets Edison. Okay, now we're going to dip into the Blue Note Records vault and resurrect something by tenor sax man Clifford Jordan. That is the name of the album, simply Clifford Jordan. And this is a great old standard, Beyond the Blue Horizon. Don't hear many jazz versions of this particular tune, so it'll be interesting to see how the Clifford approaches it. Along with Clifford on tenor sax is Lee Morgan on trumpet, John Jenkins on alto sax, and Ray Bryan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is really an all-star aggregation. Let's listen to Beyond the Blue Horizon.
Thank you.
Been listening to Clifford Jordan on tenor sax leading up his little group on a Blue Note album under the same name, Clifford Jordan, and we had to find trumpet work besides the tenor work of Clifford Jordan there. We had trumpet work by Lee Morgan, John Jenkins on alto sax, Ray Brandt on piano. Well, we're back to our highlight artist of the week, valve trombonist Bob Bookmeyer. Of course, his work was, he always did some modernistic work, but his roots were always in the jazz tradition. And so he decided to do an album called Kansas City Revisited. And along with Bookmeyer on trombone, we've got our man, alto sax man, or tenor sax man, Al Cohn. Paul Quinichet is also here on tenor sax. Paul played in the Count Basie band for a few years. The Count Basie-like piano is by Nat Pierce, and this is a Count Basie composition that was played by the Count Basie band all down through the years, Jumping at the Woodside. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spotlight Artist of the Week on Valve Trombone, leading up a little group, doing a staple out of the Count Basie book written by the Count himself, played all down through the years by the Basie Band, Jumping at the Woodside. Now we're going to turn to the ballad artistry of John Coltrane, and this is a Cole Porter song, beautiful ballad, Every Time We Say Goodbye, and this is the working group that John Coltrane had after he left the Miles Davis Quintet and went out on his own. Besides John on tenor sax, we've got McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. This is from John Coltrane's album, The Paris Concert. Let's listen to Every Time We Say Goodbye. John Coltrane on tenor sax live from the Paris concert, 1962. You also hear there was a regular piano player in that group at that time, McCoy Tyner. Back down to our spotlight artist of the week, valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, and we're going to do something from an album that he cut called Blues Hot and Cold. This is a little quartet that includes Jimmy Rawls on piano, Mel Lewis on drums, and Buddy Clark on bass. And here Brookmeyer reprises one of the classic compositions from the 30s written by Edgar Sampson, who wrote innumerable hits for the Count Basie Band and the Benny Goodman Band in the 30s, like Blue Lou and Don't Be That Way. But one of his all-time hit compositions was one that everybody played, Stompin' at the Savoy.
Thank you.
Version of an old item from the swing era written by Edgar Sampson. It was a great hit by the Benny Goodman Band in the late 30s. That was called Stompin' at the Savoy. And that was from Bob Brookmeyer's album, our featured artist of the week on valve trombone, Blues Hot and Cold. Fine piano work there by the very droll and tasteful pianist Jimmy Rawls. We had Mel Lewis there on drums again. Worked for many years in the Thad Jones-Mel Lewis Big Band at the Village Vanguard in New York. Very swinging album. Well, if you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like for us to play here on The Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our email is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. Well, now, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we try to endeavor to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night. So we're going to break now for the news at the top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be back for the second hour right after this radio news highlight.